24-year-old Army Sergeant Lawrence Sprader served two tours of duty in Iraq, most recently outside of Tikrit. He died in service, but not in Iraq. Sprader died in Central Texas during a training exercise that began last Friday at Fort Hood.
The weather was hot, and the 15,000-acre training range is inhabited by snakes, spiders, even cougars. Sergeant Sprader and nine other soldiers got lost during the drill. The others found their way back to the base. Sergeant Sprader's body was found earlier this week after a massive search. A preliminary autopsy found he died of heat stroke and dehydration.
I spoke earlier with Chris Sprader, Lawrence Sprader's brother. I asked him what the Army had told him about his brother's death.
I haven't received any specifics from the military. You know, I've been trying to get answers about, you know, how something like this could happen. I know I haven't heard the final autopsy report, and I don't know whether or not my parents have either, because, again, the only thing I've heard is from the media stating that he had died of dehydration and hyperthermia. So as of right now, you know, I haven't received any specifics from the military whatsoever.
Your brother served two tours in Iraq. I understand he was about to go back for a third?
Yes. He was scheduled to go back for a third. Prior to him going to Fort Hood, when he was stationed here in Fort Lee, he was given the option of either remaining in Fort Lee and then being deployed to Iraq or going to Fort Hood. So he chose Fort Hood. But from what he had told us was that once he got to Fort Hood, his orders had changed, and they were planning on sending him back to Iraq.
Do you see this as a just incredibly unfortunate accident, or do you think that there's more that the Army could have done during this training drill?
I believe that the Army could have done more, because when I had received, when my father had called me, let me know that they had found his body, he had transferred to me, and I can't remember because, you know, I was still under hysteria and all that, that... And I couldn't remember if I was talking to a chaplain or his commanding officer in the unit. And I'd asked him, you know, why didn't they give him, like, a flare gun, you know, if anything happened, or why didn't they give him some kind of tracking device and all that? Because this, you know, shouldn't have happened. But, you know, I had so many questions about, you know, why they just didn't give him something to keep in communication or if something bad had happened to prepare them for anything like this. So, and from what I was told, that the only thing they had was the beacon or that sound that was emitted, letting everybody know that the training was over.
I understand that the Fort Hood made contact with your brother on Friday, and he had said that he was okay and everything was all right. Did the base explain at all how your brother could have then gotten lost?
Well, see, and that's the thing that that we don't understand, because some reports have been saying that he was fine and all that, but the report that we had received was that he was ill and disorientated. So, you know, right now it's hard to believe who on what. I had spoken to some of my brother's comrades who had actually spoken to him the day before, and he had told them that he was not feeling well. So, and then there was, they had mentioned that my brother had told them that they were planning on moving the final training exercise to Saturday instead of Friday, because Friday was going to be extremely the weather was going to be hot and all that. So, you know, it's hard to believe who in this case and all that. So I'm just lost.
Thank you so much, Chris.
Thank you.
Chris Sprader is the brother of Sergeant Lawrence Sprader, who died during a training exercise at Fort Hood. We spoke with a spokesperson from Fort Hood who told us that the Army has sent a team from outside the base to investigate Sergeant Sprader's death. Fort Hood will use their findings to determine if changes should be made to its training program.